Crops burned and smoke poured out of a burning structure, as young women practiced fire fighting at a skills camp in Creston. Creston Fire Department hosted the Kootenay Ignite Camp at the Creston Fire Hall and Training Grounds in mid-July, bringing 18 young women from the Kootenay region together to help them launch careers in fire services. Attendees came from Cranbrook, Golden, Trail and Castlegar, and even as far as Port Coquitlam. The women cycled through various team-building training activities that involved fighting simulated fires, rappelling with ropes, working with hoses and hydrants, and practicing high-angle rescue. They learned how to use personal protective equipment and self-contained breathing apparatus. A panel of guest speakers shared their personal experiences being women in the fire service and moving up the ranks in a male-oriented field. Presenters included Creston's Assistant Fire Chief Laura Dodman, Carlene Perez with Kootenay Boundary Regional Fire Rescue Service, Julie Winter with Passmore Volunteer Fire Department, and Laura Marsh with the Castlegar Fire Department. Kootenay Ignite has run for a few years now, inspired by similar events held in Vancouver. They're right at the stage where they're trying to think about what they want to do with their lives. We just give them an opportunity to think about the fire service, more male-dominated careers. They come in, it's a safe place, they're empowered by other female firefighters. It just gives them a space to try things and challenge themselves, said Dodman. Cranbrook Fire and Emergency Services sponsored four participants, Abby Chippett, Isabella Savage, Marley Cron and Mary Patterson. Chippett attends Mount Baker Secondary School in Cranbrook and would like to become a wildland firefighter after graduation. She said it was inspiring to learn from other women who are passionate about the same career path. Oftentimes, I look at fire departments, and there's literally no women there. There's no women in the staff. It's kind of discouraging, said Chippett. Bring more women into the field, and teach us that we can do hard things and that we're allowed to do a job that men can do, Chippett added. Patterson, Chippett, and Callie Martin from Kootenay Boundary were awarded $500 bursaries towards their future careers. Dodman said that women are still underrepresented in fire services, comprising less than 10% of the industry's total workforce nationwide. It's a male-dominant profession. Even the personal protective equipment that a lot of women wear is made for men. Women tend to be smaller or just built different, the gear doesn't always fit. That can be a barrier. The suppliers are typically selling to the male chiefs, Dodman said. Young girls mostly haven't thought about the fire service as a career. They're more than capable. There's a job for everyone in the fire service. Anyone can do the job and do it well, no matter size, gender, Dodman added.